returned to the galaxy during the Great War, they weren't going to slink away again anytime soon. Lorin waited a full minute to make sure Shanka didn't come back. Then she moved back into the flow of the main branch and waved for Shigar to follow. They were following information gleaned from one of the palace's chefs. Two high-security visitors, the Republic and Imperial envoys, Laren and Shigar assumed, were being housed in one of the luxury wings deep in the heart of the rambling structure. It was difficult to get into those parts of the palace, but they'd learned of a shaft connecting the underlying service routes, like the one they were following at the moment, and the high-security basements. Getting from one to the other was taking time, but thus far it wasn't proving to be especially difficult. Lorin led the way, following the map she had memorized and keeping her eyes firmly forward. Shigar was hard on her heels somewhere. She was sure of that, although she couldn't see him. He walked as lightly as an Alderaanian swan and vanished into a crowd like a puff of smoke. When she stopped at the next junction to check her bearings, he simply appeared beside her, as if from nowhere.
"Almost there," he said. "I'll take point for the next leg."
"All right," she said. "But I've been thinking. Why are we going this way in the first place? Shouldn't our priority be the vault?"
"It would be, if we knew where it is. When we reach one of the envoys, then we'll have our guide. We know they've both seen it. Asking the right people is always better than asking at random."
She heartily agreed with that. They'd learned a lot by mingling with the palace's downtrodden staff, but every important piece of information they had gathered came with a wealth of worthless trivia. Sorting the one out from the other had taken more time than either of them would have liked.
"After you," she said, waving him ahead of her.
It was her turn to trail after now. A pair of people walking side by side always drew more attention than individuals in a crowd. Surrounded by unknown serfs and servants, they blended in, passed by, and were instantly forgotten. That was something Akshi Shanka would never manage. They reached the entrance to the subterranean shaft without incident. There, Lorin tripped a passing Gamorrean into a heavily laden Evokai, and during the resulting distraction, Shigar activated his lightsaber and cut through the door's massive security bolt. Rusty hinges groaned as he swung the door open. No one noticed over the shouts and recriminations. The argument was barely reaching its peak when Lorin crept in after him. Together, they pulled the massive door closed. It was much quieter on the other side, and darker, too. Shigar took a deep breath, glad to be out of the multi-species press and the poverty they endured. He had glimpsed the luxuries lavished on those at the top of the social pyramid on Hutta. He knew what privileges they enjoyed. All around him was the cost and filth and sentient misery. That the underbelly of Coruscant was exactly the same gave him some pause in blaming the Hutts. Perhaps it was simply the nature of things. Perhaps Master Nobil's rebuke was well earned. How could the Jedi Order change something that had endured for millennia? It wasn't the Council's brief, not when the Emperor's wolves were snapping at the galaxy's throat. A faint yellow light flared into life.
"Straight ahead, then left, wasn't it?"
Lorin's voice echoed sibilantly in the miles of metal pipe ahead of them. By the light of her blaster rifle's utility torch, he raised one finger to his lips and nodded. She rolled her eyes and said,
"There's no one down here. That's what we were told."
He shook his head and indicated that it was her turn to lead.
"Better not."